Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and today I'm thrilled because with us we have Dr. J.L. Ruth. He's a phenomenal medical professional, so well known in his field, and also a fabulous best-selling author. J.L., thank you so much for being with us.
That is an absolute pleasure, Vicki. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, I'm so thrilled that we do have you here with us today. Tell us a little bit about how your fantastic career came to be and how that turned into also writing and telling the world your story.
Well, I'm a cosmetic dentist. I do what I see a lot of the movie stars, and in fact, I see a lot of dentists as well. I beautify their smiles. I've been doing it for, you know, about 30 years, and I've developed a very good reputation. I created some techniques in dentistry. They're very, very popular all over the world. And but my story started when I first moved to the United States. I'm from Mexico City originally. And of course, in Mexico City, I wanted to go to the place where I thought that we would have the best cosmetic dentistry, which is Los Angeles. And I was correct. And I'm very passionate about what I do. And during that process of becoming a dentist and being an immigrant from Mexico, I learned a lot of things that I didn't know. And over this 30 years, I've seen a lot of things. And, of course, I applied my passion in dentistry. But over that time, I've also developed a passion to telling stories about people that I met and circumstances that I experienced. So maybe 7 years ago, I started working on a textbook on dentistry of the techniques that I developed, which are super gingival dentistry, which is very unique style dentistry. And writing a textbook is very difficult. You know, every single word you say has to be based on some scientific principle, and it took me years to do, and it finally got published, and it's done very, very well. It's, you know, people read it all over the world. But the nice thing about it is that taught me discipline in writing, which is very difficult. You know, I had to learn to sit in front of a computer and start writing. So once the textbook was finished, then I kind of developed an enjoyment of writing. And a lot of things that have been happening in the past few years here in the United States, with, you know, the new administration and some pretty direct attacks on the Mexican Americans, kind of has triggered my desire to write and to tell stories that people I know that people don't know. So sorry about the long-winded response, but yeah, that's basically a little bit of the story. How did I get to start writing?
That is so wonderful. Well, I would just like to share with you that we live now full-time in Manzanillo, Mexico, and we have a home also in the U.S., and we're actually selling it because of the fact that we love Mexico so much. So I share your affinity for both countries very deeply.
Wonderful.
So with that in mind, the subject matter of your novel is so incredible. Tell us a little bit about what the novel's about and how that ties into current times.
Well, the story is about a few families that live a very idyllic American dream. And this happens in Arizona and Phoenix. Then all of a sudden, the changes, the attacks against the Mexican Americans. By the way, these families are not all Mexican. There's characters from all backgrounds, American characters. And they're all affected by these changes, you know. And then, by the way, the changes in Arizona happened even before with some of the people that they actually had some hostility against the Mexicans and the Mexican immigrants, the Mexican Americans. So the story is just interesting because this is people who have a great life, and then all of a sudden, unknown to them, this political changes and this attack start having a very surprising effect in their lives. Some of those effects are catastrophic, and the characters are young and fun, and some of them are middle-aged, and some of them are older, and some of them are American, some of them are immigrants, some of them are. So the story is told from multiple aspects that connects them because their friends and family are related, and they start learning things that they didn't know along the way. I wanted to make a novel that would not be just depressing and say, oh my goodness, what a terrible, you know, situation we're in, but more like a lot of hope and a lot of great people along the way, because the reality is that we live in a country filled with wonderful people, with fair-minded people. And so the story is about the goodness in people. And of course, there's some people that are bad and they don't mind stepping over others for their own benefit. So the story talks about that, about some of those people that in order to achieve success, they don't mind, you know, having some scapegoats along the way. What really got me writing this book is some stories from some people, some of my employees and people that I know, they would tell me that their families were really struggling because, you know, some of their members of their family were dreamers or people whose papers were not regularized, were, you know, illegal immigrants. And their lives were very, very damaged because they could not really apply for schools. They didn't know if they were going to be sent back. So you have a generation of people who are, you know, and we're talking about large, large numbers of people whose lives are destined to become subjugated in a way, you know, to be just have menial jobs, and because they don't have the dreams and the hopes to be able to get somewhere better. So the American dream is not for them. And that's a very sad story. So again, a long-winded response about the whole story, but it's a very emotional story.
That is really fantastic and so timely. And I would love if you would share a little bit about why you wrote the book and what kind of effect you would like to have on readers. Because so many times when I interview writers of novels, the reason that they write their novels is for entertainment. And I feel that this must go much deeper for you.
Yeah, definitely a very good point. Fiction, of course, one of its primary purposes is to entertain. And I spent a tremendous amount of effort making sure that it was a page turner. So the readers will find that they won't have to flip too many pages to find things that are going to shock them or going to make them laugh or they might make them cry. It's extremely entertaining. But you're correct. My intention and my desire is to tell stories that I feel are not being told, to tell the stories of the dreamers and their inner thoughts and their life and the life of their families. The stories of people who have been hiding their identity as Mexican-Americans because they're embarrassed. While some of those people might be very successful, they feel that if they say they're Mexican-Americans, maybe people won't take them as seriously. And they kind of live a lie in a way, you know, and they don't want to identify with their own ethnic background. And people who flat out, they pay the price of being considered Mexican-American and then not take seriously and maybe denied some opportunities. So those stories are very important and need to be told. And the book also talks about the great contribution, which is often forgotten, of the Mexican-American culture and people. We walk around in this beautiful country of ours and we forget that a lot of the architecture in the Southwest is Mexican. Mexican architecture might be called Southwest, but it's really Mexican. Or some people call it Spanish architecture. There's some Spanish architecture, but there's a lot of them. When you look at it closely, it really is Mexican architecture because it's different. And the food and the culture and the art, and we're surrounded by the Mexican culture, which has contributed so many beautiful things, but in a way has been forgotten, the huge contributions, you know, of the culture and the people. So this book talks about all of those things. It has the intention of entertaining, but it also has the intention of sharing those stories that are not told.
Oh, that is so wonderful. So when you're looking at the book and you're thinking of what you would like for all readers to take away, what would that be?
Well, every single person that reads this book is going to be in love with Katie. Katie is a lovely young girl who has a transformation and is very powerful. And I think it shows how our generation has very, very powerful young women and they will love her. I mean, she's very, very exciting. And they will realize that some of the characters I would say there's more non-Mexican-American characters than Mexican-American characters. You know, some of the central characters are Mexican-Americans because of the story, but they will realize there's wonderful, loving, caring people in every part of our country, and there's some they're not so great, and they will definitely fall in love with the story, and they will learn a lot about the history of the Mexican-American people in the United States, and the end, they will be shocked of the things that happen. I don't want to give away some of the things that happen along the way. It will be entertained. I can guarantee that.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we don't want you to give away anything here. We want people to go out and get the book.
Yes, buy the book.
Yeah. In talking with you, it seems to me that in everything you do, you are really trying to instill a sense of real value and worth within people, because what you do for a living, which is cosmetic dentistry, and you're one of the best, and then in writing this novel, all of the endeavors seem to tie together in a sense of value and worth for people to really look at themselves in the mirror and walk away with that. If you were to look at your work and look at the book, how would you like your legacy to stand if it were actually, as it is, impacting people all over the world?
Well, that's such a wise statement, and I agree with you. I think that the values are very important. What we do matters, and even the small things matter. And I definitely think that the characters represent that. Again, the majority of the characters show that maybe there's weaknesses in humans, and we make mistakes, and some of the characters make mistakes that at some points maybe they feel devastated, but we realize that they have values and they try to correct their mistakes. And I believe that people will realize that a lot of the good people out there want to work hard and want to get ahead and want to contribute to this country. And definitely the characters will show that. I think my hope is that the people will look at the dreamers and the immigrants in a slightly different light, because they're not just people taking things. I think it's people that contributed and continue to contribute every day. I hope that people will look at things in a slightly different light after reading this book.
Fantastic. How wonderful. So in a time of some controversy, and definitely it's around the subject matter of the book that's so timely, the book is Irreversible Damage. And give us any closing thoughts that you may have on the timeliness of the book, and again, what you would like people to walk away with as far as an understanding in current times.
Definitely, I feel it's extremely current. The stories, the consequences of the decisions that we make today will have and are having irreversible damage on hundreds of thousands of people. We do live in a country of people who have incredible values and morals, and we worry about people in other nations. They are starving, they are suffering, they're not having opportunities to thrive. And we have those people here right now. They're not having the opportunities to live a better life. And it's good people, and it's people that we meet every day, especially if we live in the southern part of the country, in California and Arizona, Nevada, you know. We see the people and we don't understand, and we might not realize that they are not having an opportunity to move ahead, to have the American dream, that they're scared every day, they walk around scared. We could make a difference, and every single one of us can do something to help the rest of our fellow American people to have a better life, better future, which ultimately will benefit all of us. And the book is about that. The book talks about how those things that happen to one person that we might not even think that we care about will eventually come and affect us. And it really shows kind of like the circle of life. The book talks about a little bit about that, how, you know, we think that, oh, that's not going to affect me. And all of a sudden, in very interesting ways, things end up affecting us. So we are one humanity. We all together, and we need to respect each other, and we need to love each other and help each other, because that's all we have.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Now, I know your book, Irreversible Damage, is available on Amazon and other major booksellers. Is there some place where people can learn more about you and possibly connect on the web?
Absolutely. Please visit www.jlruizbooks.com. We have information of our books, about events, places where I'll be doing readings, and some information about, you know, a blog. And certainly I'm working on my next book, and I am excited. As things get a little bit closer, I'll start releasing some information, but it will be also a wonderful book. So thank you so much. I mean, it was such an amazing opportunity to share a little bit about my passion.
Oh, thank you so much for being with us. And we're so excited about your book. Again, go out and get Irreversible Damage. And thank you for your generosity in sharing all this great information and your passion for life and liberty for all. So
That's right.
We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Vicki. Such a pleasure.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcast and communities, you can find us at My Book, My Biz. That's MYBOOK, MYBIZ.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.